With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The American economy managed to grow at a 2.8% annual rate July through September, much of the growth fueled by consumer spending, according to the government. Although then-President Trump urged his supporters to assemble peacefully and patriotically at the U.S. Capitol back in 2020, Democratic presidential hopeful Kamala Harris remembers it somewhat differently.
We know who Donald Trump is. He is the person who stood at this very spot nearly 4 years ago and sent an armed mob to the United States Capitol to overturn the will of the people in a free and fair election.
Struggling in the polls, Harris delivering her campaign's closing argument last night, not in a swing state or in the heartland, but rather in the shadow of the White House. Allentown, Pennsylvania, scene of the latest Trump rally. Mr. Trump reacting to President Biden, calling Trump supporters, quote, garbage.
Remember Hillary? She said deplorable. And then she said irredeemable, right? But she said deplorable. That didn't work out. Garbage, I think, is worse, right? But he doesn't know. You have to please forgive him. Please forgive him, for he not knoweth what he said.
Senator Marco Rubio at the rally, he says of Trump backers, we are not garbage, we are patriots who love America. Also at SRNNews.com, the Yankees have managed to stay alive in their quest for the 2024 World Series title. The Bronx Bombers beat the L.A. Dodgers 11-4 in last night's Game 4. There will be a fifth game, and that will take place tonight in New York. Watching Wall Street, the Dow is down 17 points, the Nasdaq off 8 points. This is SRN News. A famous church will be rebuilt.
Officials at First Baptist Dallas have unveiled plans for the reconstruction of their historic sanctuary, which was destroyed earlier this year by fire. The new building, which will be raised on the foundations of the old one, will feature a larger steeple and stained glass windows. Restoring the 1890s red brick building will cost nearly $100 million and will begin in January. At the time of the fire, the sanctuary was only used for ceremonial events. Worship takes place in a much larger adjacent building. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Republican group is undertaking a new effort this year to do door-to-door outreach to those Jewish voters who have a history of backing GOP candidates. The Republican Jewish Coalition is focusing on five battleground states to boost Donald Trump over Kamala Harris in the November 5th election. Surveys show that Jews vote Democrat most of the time, but the group is hoping that door knocking will peel off enough votes to make a difference in a tight election year. SRN News. Israelis see much at stake in the U.S. elections, as the Media Line's Felice Friedson explains.
With the presidential election a week away, Israelis and their American supporters are watching closely to see whether the U.S.-Israel bond will become a casualty of the war it's fighting against Iran and its terror proxies. Polling of Israeli citizens shows as many as 66% of Israelis favoring former President Trump. While they are ineligible to vote, as many as 200,000 of their neighbors who are U.S. citizens are. Traditionally, the American Jewish community delivers for the Democratic candidate by as much as a 70-30 split, while Israel-based expats reverse those numbers. New polling in the U.S. this week shows the Democrats down about 8% over previous years. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and SRNNews.com.